This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Helen? Oh, hey, Tom.
Oh, can I borrow your house keys?
Sorry?
Natasha wants me to measure up our bedroom at Beechwood.
Oh, right. No, sorry. Dad's taken my car for its MOT and they're on the same key ring.
Oh, damn. I've got a couple of hours spare now.
Well, Joy's got a set, if that helps. Bumped into her this morning and she said Mick's got a day off, so they're planning to be at home all day.
Oh, well, that's great.
Mm. Oh, Tom?
Yeah?
Did Henry manage to get hold of you?
No, why?
Oh, he's got geography homework due in on Friday, the components of climate change or something, and well, basically he's struggling.
Oh, is he?
I told him to ask you because, well, he'll listen to you.
Me?
Yeah, do you mind having a look?
Yeah, sure. Tell him to email it.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Hey, the water's warming up nicely out there.
That's good.
Sure you won't join me, love? You could do with a relaxing soak.
Ah, I'm not in a hot tub mood, to be honest.
You've started your new jigsaw.
Mm. It's the Ponte Vecchio.
Florence, eh? Oh, aye. Took my breath away, Tuscany.
Oh, I'd love to go, Mick. But the nearest I'll get is doing this jigsaw.
Well, one day, eh? What's your Rochelle up to today?
Oh, she was popping over to Linda's first thing, but after that...
But she's here for a tea later.
Again, no clue, sorry.
Oh, I feel bad cooking separate, Joy, but it's too much like hard work, her being vegan.
She won't mind sorting herself out. That way, there's no need to fit in with us time-wise.
Mm. She's not easy to pin down, is she?
Complete opposite of me. I'm always where I should be.
But you're getting on all right, you two.
We're rubbing along okay, I think.
Hey, I bet her kids would love to see the panto.
I did suggest that. But she didn't think they'd be interested. Being teenagers, you know.
Pantos for all ages.
Exactly.
I can't wait, can you? Be right laugh.
Absolutely. These dark, chilly nights, we all need a giggle, don't we? Hey, the hot tub should be up to temperature now. You get yourself in there and I'll bring you a cuppa.
Cheers, love. I definitely can't persuade you to come in with me.
Sorry, no. Oh, but did I mention I've got us a chocolate cake from the tea room for later?
Yum, just what the doctor ordered.
I doubt that.
Now then, who's that?
Oh, I'll get it. Oh, hello, Tom.
Morning, Joy.
Hiya.
Oh, don't mind Mick and his towel. He's about to get in the hot tub.
Okay. Well, a bit cold for that, isn't it?
Nah, it's toasty in there. Glad we decided not to sell it, though. A bit of a treat for my day off, see?
Right. Well, anyway, Helen said you've got a spare key. I need to do some measuring up next door.
Ah, of course. Oh, it's on the sideboard. Can you grab it, Mick?
Righto.
Oh, I've brought the girls over to see their new home.
Have you?
Yeah, only they fell asleep in the car.
Oh, dear.
Here you go.
Cheers.
Do you want me to watch them for a minute? It's no trouble.
No, thanks, but I need to wake them up, else they won't sleep tonight.
Oh, if you're sure. But listen, we're really looking forward to you moving in, Tom, aren't we?
Oh, aye.
Helen will have told you how friendly everyone is around here. Well, you'll have seen it for yourself, no doubt. And people are ever so helpful, they really are.
That's right, and if you need anything at all, you've only to ask.
Oh, great. Well, thanks. Actually, there is one thing, if that's okay.
Oh, fire away.
It's just... Well, we're hoping you could keep the noise levels down in the evenings.
Sorry?
The girls' bedtime is seven-ish and they really need their sleep.
I'm sure they do.
So, if you can save any loud music or any DIY, for example, if that can be done before seven, we'd really appreciate it.
Right.
Well, sorry to ask.
Oh, no, don't worry, that's fine. We're really not the noisy types. Ask Helen.
I like me prog rock now and then, but it's never loud, loud, is it?
Never. Ah,
well, that's perfect then. Well, thanks for the keys, and I'll see you later.
Right you are.
What a cheek.
Well, maybe they've had trouble with their current neighbours or something.
Well, he won't have any trouble with us. Right, time for a much-needed soak. Oh, I meant to say shame about Rex.
Rex?
Wasn't he supposed to ring your Rochelle back?
Was he? Why's that?
Oh, dunno, you'll have to ask her.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I best get in that tub.
Yeah, all right then. Helen, over here. I got us both the parsnip soup.
Oh, delicious. Thanks, Kirsty. Sorry, I had a sterling gold emergency.
Ooh, we'll have a cheesy drama.
Yeah, they took the wrong batch, but luckily Clary noticed before the van left. Oh. So, what's going on in Beaver World?
Nothing, sadly. We're on pause till Justin makes his mind up.
Sorry, but how have you ended up with Justin dictating the future of the rewilding? Oh,
search me. Although he does seem to have mellowed recently.
Are you sure it's not a trick?
I'm very wary, don't worry. But unfortunately, beavers turn out to be eye-wateringly expensive. And raising the funding's going to be tough.
Well, fingers crossed then. So, did you get a chance to call Brenda?
Actually, I did. And we've got everything sorted. So, Willow Farm is nearly mine. Just a few bits of paperwork to sort out.
Kirsty, that is brilliant. So jealous.
Oh, it's also pretty damn scary. Well, the mortgage is.
Well, I still think having a mortgage is proof that you're a grown-up.
I am 43.
Well, I've never had one, have I?
Have you found anywhere, by the way?
I've got a couple of viewings this week. To my surprise, there's actually quite a few for rent.
Oh, that's great.
I saw Lee's flat advertised when I was zipping through the listings.
Well, that's too small for you, surely.
Yeah, way too small, but it made me think. He'll be in San Francisco right now, warm sea breeze, his girl's nearby. Couldn't be more different for him.
Yeah, a new chapter. Have you started packing up your stuff yet?
Yep. Yeah, Dad's cleared out one of the outhouses for storage, so Tom's got one side and I've got the other.
And you think it'll be okay squeezing in with Tom and Natasha for a bit?
Yeah, and the girls. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Hmm. Will it though, Helen? I mean, really? I was about to bring you a cuppa.
Between you and me, the crying and squealing next door was a right put-off.
I did wonder. I could hear it from the lounge. All quiet now, though.
Finally. But I'm more stressed now than before I got in.
Oh, dear.
They were playing together, lovely to start with, then all hell broke loose.
Well, it's a terrible twos, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it.
So where was Tom?
On his phone, popping his head out now and then to shush them.
Little ones next door, eh? It's going to be a bit different round here.
Especially since Helen's boys are as good as gold.
Aye, even when they're playing up.
Which doesn't happen very often.
And they're mindful of us being next door.
But toddlers with tantrums and two of them?
I know.
Tom's noise warning ought to work both ways.
Oh, good luck with that. At least they're quieting down in the end.
Yeah, but I still couldn't relax. I don't know why, but I started thinking about Emma Grundy and the parish council thing.
I thought we'd moved on from that.
I know we don't agree, love, but it still makes my blood boil that folk could be so hypocritical and assume no one will notice. Water under the bridge, I know.
Not the best turn of phrase, Mick.
Oh, sorry.
A future on the parish council won't be settled for a while, apparently.
Anyway, I'll pop in the shower, then I'll have a look at that wobbly slab out front.
Thanks, love.
No, I'm fine about it now. I mean, I was annoyed with Tom, as you know, but mostly because they didn't say anything about buying the house.
Nor did I, to be fair.
Yeah, but you didn't know if they were serious.
Not 100%.
But, you know, that's how Tom and Natasha work. They cook up these mad ideas without telling anyone in case it doesn't come off.
Oh, like the modelling, you mean?
Exactly like the modelling. But if and when it does go wrong, the fallout is so much worse.
They should have just come clean. So should I.
No, Kirsty, it's fine. I know it'll be a bit tight with us all living together, but it's only temporary.
There's a lot more room at Bridge Farm.
No, I'm definitely not doing that.
No, it'd be so much easier.
Look, if I move back to the farmhouse, I will never move again.
Why not?
Because it'll be too easy. Mum and Dad on hand all the time. Anyway, how would I be myself, you know?
Well, of course you'd be yourself.
Yeah, but how would I ever... Okay, how would I meet anyone? I don't know, Kirsty. I feel like I need to sort of live my life on my own terms, you know, before I can consider anything like that. Oh, it's hard to explain. Ignore me.
No, I get it, I think. You need the right kind of, well, power balance, don't you, from the very start?
I do. I really do. Oh, thanks, Kirsty. helps that someone actually understands.
Sure. And likewise.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Henry yesterday. He was telling me about his no uranians thing. Sounds like fun.
He's organising it all by himself, with a bit of help from Mum, but yeah, he's doing okay, isn't he?
The lad's got farming genes, no doubt about it. And Khalil has the same instincts, I reckon.
Does he? Well, I know he loves animals.
Yeah. Oh, I was livid at the time, but... Well, he's a teenage boy, and I don't think he'd have told David about our beaver plan unless he was seeing it from a farmer's point of view. Do you know what I mean?
So basically, he's more a farmer than a conservationist?
I'm afraid so. Just like your Henry. He was saying kids coming to his event can learn about all the different vegetables and their seasons.
Well, that's most definitely a farmer speaking.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and I love his growing organic potato in a pot idea. Yeah, he's got a good head on his shoulders, that's Henry.
Yep, that's nice and level now. The cement just needs to go off.
Oh, you've done a smashing job there. Good as new.
Yeah, not bad if I say so myself. Oh, looks like Tom's all done.
Oh, it does.
Oh, we're off now then. See you both.
Tom, hang on a minute.
Sorry?
You've still got the key.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Shall I have the key back?
Oh, I thought I'd hang on to it, actually.
Did you?
Well, I'll be coming round her a lot over the next few weeks, won't I?
I'm sure you will, Pet, but I'll still need it back.
Why is that?
For when the boys forget their key.
Well, it'll teach them to remember it, won't it?
Bit harsh.
Nah, we've all got to learn. Might as well start young.
And if Helen wants that, then it's fine by me. But in the meantime, I'll keep the key, please.
Well, Helen can get one cut, I expect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right then. Here you go.
Thanks very much.
Okay. I'll see you again.
Aye, you will.
Yeah. Say hi to Natasha.
Yeah, will do.
You're no pushover, are you?
I try not to be.
You deserve a large slice of that chocolate cake for standing firm, love.
I need one. Still, people need to know what's what.
They do. Bit of a prat, Helen's brother. Can't see your Rochelle getting on with him.
Who knows?
I reckon she's starting to enjoy village life, you know. I was showing her a map of Ambridge last night. The Grey Gables land I keep an eye on. Where the rewilding is, Lower Loxley. The woods where Rex's pigs are.
All right.
I still think there's a bit of chemistry between her and Rex. Although I reckon he's the shy type when it comes to women.
I will. Rochelle's got a lot on her plate. Let's have this cake then.
It's a shame, mine, because he'll miss his moment with Rochelle, like. And everyone deserves a bit of happiness, like us. Don't you reckon?
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this, the secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.